Callie meets Pamela. The mariachi surrounding a party of tourists near Callie and Armando's table began playing El Niño Perdido, the lost child. Callie turned toward the plaza. Where was the second trumpet? The one off somewhere, usually behind the trees, calling out like a child seeking a way home. She had heard the duet many times, but had never heard the second trumpeter's call choke with sobs. She moved from side to side to look through the trees. Armando reached across the table to catch her attention. "It's her, Pamela." "Her?" A lonely phrase echoed from the trees, evoking the image of a small, frightened child. Callie shifted again and glimpsed a flash of silver. Armando tried to get her to face him, but she remained mesmerized by the trumpet. It evoked such longing that she rose to her feet. Armando got up too and took her arm. They stood in silence until the song came to an end and the trumpeter emerged from behind the tree. Callie leaned forward for a better look, fully expecting to see a frightened child. But no, it was she, the woman with the copper curls Callie had seen the day before, the lovely trumpet teacher. Dressed in black tights and an emerald tunic, Pamela walked across the plaza with the grace of Judith Jameson. On returning to her table, she lifted a leather shoulder bag, slipped the trumpet inside, and tucked the mouthpiece in an outside pocket. Callie stood transfixed. How could someone with Pamela's poise portray such vulnerability? Then she found herself taking a step toward Pamela, who was lifting her glass in response to a toast. She took another step and then froze. What would she say? A table to her right paid their check and began pushing back their chairs, the women collecting their purses, and the men leaning to rub out cigars. Kelly held her breath. Only a few more steps to go. A waiter passed by with a tray of margaritas. Ah, she could toast Pamela. Nothing to it, really. Armando toasted musicians all the time. Her aunt was right. She should take a leaf from his book. She drew her shoulders back, pulled in her stomach, and whisked past the waiter, scooping a margarita from the tray. "Open your throat," she told herself. "One word, that's all you need to say. One word, felicidades. You can say that, felicidades." Behind her, dishes crashed to the floor, and a little dog who had been following along shot between her feet. She lurched to avoid him, but could not contain the margarita, which swished out of the goblet and splashed against Pamela's back. Callie heard herself call, "Felicidades!" And then she froze. What had she done? Pamela turned in surprise and then glared, not at Callie, but at Armando, who sighed in disgust and clamped his mouth shut. "Oh, no," Callie said. I'm sorry, the dog. I should have been more careful. The new busboy, I should have known." Pamela's hand went to her wet shoulder. "Oh, that must be sticky. Let me help." Callie took off her shawl and started to offer it to Pamela, but her hands were shaking so much she dropped it. She looked down at the shawl. She must get a hold of herself, or she would be lying there too. "Pick it up," she told herself. "Fold it end to end, and then again." She squatted by the shawl and began to fold. Carefully, perfectly. Still, it wasn't working. Her heart beat so fast and hard she felt dizzy. She looked around. Then she noticed the bulge of the mouthpiece in the pocket of Pamela's shoulder bag. She pursed her lips. Breathe. Hadn't her father said that was the trick? She looked up and saw Pamela smiling at her. It came to her again that Pamela looked familiar, though still not like anyone she knew. Armando's arm tightened around Callie and pulled her to her feet. She glanced at his solemn face, and then back to Pamela's eyes, which twinkled with a mixture of curiosity and delight. She began to smooth the folded shawl over Pamela's shoulder. Pamela, still smiling, reached up to help and patted Callie's hand. It felt warm and reassuring. Still, she was surprised to hear herself say, "I understand you give trumpet lessons."